It's not God's will that the church still operates in the same place of comfort. But remind me, oh God, who you really are. Remind me, oh God, what you've done for me. Where you brought me from. Hallelujah. I was laying on the floor praying this afternoon. The Holy Ghost came to me. Anytime you feel like being seated, you're tired, be seated. If you want to stand, I like standing, preaching people. You say, what do you mean? You're supposed to preach tonight. That's right. But you can stand there and just say amen. If you want to go to sleep, sit down. Praise God. That's right. I felt so strongly to tell God publicly and out and loud. I said, God, if I never feel you again, if I never felt your spirit again, I had more than they've ever had in the Old Testament. I don't deserve to ever feel another time that God would come down with his presence and wash my spirit and my soul. I'm here tonight to challenge everybody in this building. Remind me, oh God, who you are. Remind me, oh God, who you are. Hallelujah. You don't even have to turn to your Bibles. I'll let you be seated because I know it is Wednesday night. But just bear with me for a little while. I'm not going to be long. I'm just going to open up the can and let it pop. Praise God. The Bible says it this way, and you all know the verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Bottom line, God. That one God. Verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. I saw something today, and I know everybody in here already saw it besides me. But in verse 2 it said, and the Spirit of God moved. In the second verse of the Word of God, and it said, the Spirit of God moved. If you look hereafter on verse 3, all the way to the bottom and the end of that first book of the Bible, it said, and God said, or God spoke, or God did. But in verse 2, it said, and the Spirit of God. I'm talking about the same God that baptized us with the Holy Ghost. The same God that washed our sins. The same God that forgives us. I'm talking about that one true living God. The God that's on the throne. Hallelujah. I'm here to challenge every saint of God. If you're human, if your neighbor's sitting there asleep, I want you to reach over and tickle them. If it's appropriate. If it's not, just nudge them. Well, praise God. Attitude is something that we got to get a hold of, church. We weren't called to this hour to sit on a pew. We were challenged by the Holy Ghost and by God. He said, be in the world, but not of the world. Come out and be separate. You got to move out of your zone of comfort and say, I came here. I was baptized with the Holy Ghost. I was born again by the Spirit. Revival in this last hour. Revival in my spirit, oh God. I've got to know who you are. Woo. I feel a little bit of preaching in this house tonight. I feel like the enemy is scared to death. The devil's on the rampage. But the church has got to become a tenacity that says, I shall not move. I shall not fail. shall praise God. I hope you're feeling what I'm feeling. If you don't, all you got to do is lift up your hands and say, the same God that gave me the Holy Ghost the first time is the same God that'll pick you up out of the mullet and baptize you again. I'm talking about the one true living God. The God that is there. He was in the beginning. And he will be in the end. I'm here to remind everybody in this house tonight that there is a reminder and there's one God. Malachi 3:7. For I am the Lord. I change not. Did you hear what I'm saying tonight? He's the same one that his spirit moved upon this earth. He's the same God that's here tonight. He desires our praise. I'm here to talk to everybody tonight. I'm here to challenge everybody. There's not a day that ever goes by in McLean's life that I don't get up and face reality with the flesh. I'm here to tell everybody something. You cannot allow your flesh to negate who God is. I've asked the question, how many of you came in the house of God tonight with pressure? How many of you came in the house of God tonight with battles this week? How many of you came here tonight intimidated? After I got through with my prayer meeting, I dialed in on the internet, went to the cameras, and I went into the men's prayer room. And Pastor sat in his office, and I'm listening to the men pray. I said, God, are you in there? Peekaboo. I walked down the hallways. I went to the foyer and started listening. People walk in the front door, and the enemy started telling me, you can't preach that tonight because they got pressure. I said, that's right, but I got a God that we got to remember who he is. He removes pressure. He loves pressure, but he's not going to remove something from us that we don't give him. He's not going to deliver us something from something if we don't give it to him. It's one God, the same one in the beginning. And tonight, he's the same God. I'm talking about a God that wants to deliver everything of your past. He wants to remove your trials. But he desires to do it. Holy Ghost spoke to me this afternoon. He said, if I am who I am, then you got to quit worrying. He said, if I am your I am, you got to trust me. You got to believe in me. You got to walk with me. When you can't see me, I'm there. When you can't feel me, I'm there. I'm coming. We got to be men. We got to learn how to say I'm sorry. Not only to people around you, but to God. Father, I'm sorry I haven't fulfilled my purpose. I'm sorry because I have a doubt when I don't feel the Holy Ghost. I looked it up, the Old Testament. There was some period of time, somewhere around 400 years, that the voice of God did not speak to the people of the Old Testament. And we get upset from Sunday till Wednesday night. I didn't feel the Holy Ghost. I didn't feel God. He's the same God. He's on the same throne. He's there. He's there in the morning. He's there in the afternoon. David had it. Daniel had it. He knew, I've got to go pray. Remind me, oh God, who you really are. I'm here to challenge every saint of God in this building. If you're a guest, I'm here to challenge you. There's one God. He's on the throne, and he's ready to deliver. He's ready to set free. Can I treat you a little bit? This kind cometh about by prayer and fasting. We get excuses about flesh. We get excuses about everything in our life. Well, look where I came from. Look who my mama and daddy was. Look who my parents were. Look at this situation, that situation. And this happened to me in my life in the beginning. And this and this and this. That's of the devil. Hear me tonight. Pastor loves everybody. I'm here to preach under the oracle of the Holy Ghost. I had to go to that office and pray through and tell God I'm sorry because I have not done what I know I could do with the help of Jesus Christ, the power of God. By the Spirit, we are led. By the Spirit, we are guided. And I'm not talking about the spirit of the flesh. I'm talking about the spirit of the Almighty God. Ooh, I see a revival in Pasadena, Texas. I see a revival in some people's lives. But God's waiting on us to quit living in that world of comfort and get out of that place of comfort and say, I know who my God is. I've got to have him. I've got to have anointing. I've got to have wisdom. I've got to have understanding. I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. The deliverer's in this house tonight. I said the deliverer's in this house tonight. He wants to deliver saints of God. He wants to deliver those that are bound and got bondage in your life. He wants to change you, but he can't do it unless you change yourself. Stress is of the devil. Bible tells us hell hath enlarged herself. Don't worry about it. I'm not looking at any of you. I'm looking up at the sky. I'm looking everywhere besides your face. Because I told the Lord, I promise tonight I will preach with everything I've got. Because on Wednesday nights, God wants to pour out a baptism of the Holy Ghost. On Thursday night at prayer meeting, God wants to pour out the baptism of the Holy Ghost. When you're walking down the grocery store, God wants to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. I took dominion over stress. I prayed until I felt it break. Well, you can believe it if you want to. I don't care. I prayed for some of you. The Holy Ghost began to deal with me this afternoon around 4 o'clock, and I started praying. And I said, God, there's this situation. And the Holy Ghost said, it's time. And I prayed about another situation, and God said, it's time. He said, what are you talking about? I walked down that aisle in my prayer closet, and I came around the front, and I went down this aisle, and then this aisle, and all the way down that aisle, and I prayed until God gave me a confirmation. I'm here to tell Apostolic Temple, God knows who you are, and God desires to take care of it. Hear me tonight, Pastor McLean's going to preach just a little bit longer. But I'm here to tell you, a pacifier. Don't do anything but pacify. It's never going to satisfy the hunger of the soul. It's never going to satisfy or transform and grow in process. Do you feel what I feel? I feel and I know that God said it, and it's so. Somebody said, why don't we see the prophetics happen in the church today? It's because people do not believe and do not accept the same God that started it in the beginning is still alive. He's on the throne. I took dominion over some things. I said, God, when I wake up in the middle of the night, can't sleep, my mind won't stop running, the best thing for me to do is get up and pray. But I'm tired of the devil taking away our peace. I'm tired of the devil taking away everything that he can do. But I'm telling you something tonight, the Holy Ghost, it's what we give him. Ooh. I'm preaching about the ones who live in God. Remind me, oh God, of who you are. You don't have to feel him to shout. What do you mean, Pastor? You don't have to feel God to shout. I don't have to feel God. When I know he's there. I got tickled a while ago. Ooh, I felt that. I just felt the Holy Ghost move in this place. Come on, Apostolic Temple. God is ready for a change. God is ready for a transformation. I'm not here to whoop. I'm here just to enlarge and to lift you up. But I'm here to give you the word to prove it. These signs shall follow them. Follow them that believe. I told Brother Phillips this afternoon when he called me, I was still laying in the floor. I was looking like a big old teddy bear. I had blankets covering me and I had pillows. I had been crying. I had snot rags and I was having a good time. Phone rang and I said, I'm not answering. I hadn't answered all day long. And I said, well, something said, you better answer that. And I picked it up. It was Brother Phillips. We started talking. He said, what you doing? I said, yeah, I'm here. He said, what you doing? I said, I'm praying. He said, good. He said, I want you to run something by you. And he started talking to me about something God had given him, what he was going to preach wherever he was at tonight. I said, man, that's good stuff. And he said, what you doing tonight? I said, I don't know. I said, I know one thing, that God has showed me that there's something more than I've ever seen before, that the Spirit of God in the introduction of the world moved. Oh, I'm going to move on just a minute. I said, Brother Phillips, can I ask a question? He said, yeah. I said, has the apostolic church ever seen in our day or since the day of Pentecost, has it ever seen the Spirit of God move in the same way that it did on the day of Pentecost? Never. Never. That was the introduction to what was to start the apostolic church. Amen? But it was the beginning, as Brother Blackshear said. But it wasn't the finish. If that don't make your liver quiver, hey, I'm here to challenge all of us tonight. Young person, the Holy Ghost can come through you. I looked into that where the hell has enlarged herself and the church of the living God. There's more people exiting the church or they're sitting on a pew and they're not in capacity with the Holy Ghost. We cannot live for God without praying. We cannot live for God. I'm going to bust the devil's bubble tonight. It's all right. I said, I'm going to bust the devil's bubble tonight. I'm supposed to give you some answers. Not me, God, and the Word. Let me tell you, the devil's a liar. Bible tells us he goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he has devoured. Seeking whom he may devour. May. Not can. Not destined. But may. Oh, my God, have mercy. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. You've already heard me preach it. I'm going to preach it till the walls start shaking. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost as the Spirit gave utterance. Have you set goals? I'm publicly telling Apostolic Temple, would you please forgive me? Well, I got about 7 people that forgave me tonight. What about you other 125, 130? You say, what are you forgiving? What do we got to forgive you for? Not setting the goals, because there was a goal that was set 2,000 plus years ago on the day of Pentecost. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. 120 got it in the upper room, but that wasn't it, Peter said. The same one that denounced Jesus Christ a few hours before. Through the prophecy of Jesus Christ. But he knew how to go and repent. And then he stood up on the day of Pentecost and started preaching the message. He didn't have a commentary. He didn't have anything. He didn't have one thing. All he had was the Spirit of God. The same God who is Spirit moved upon the water, moved upon the upper room. The same God moved upon the apostle. And he preached, and he preached. And when he preached, the Spirit filled. Oh, I'm reminding everybody in this building, you're called, you're chosen. But are you going to answer? Are you going to say, here am I, oh God. Here am I. We got to learn when the devil comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise up. Woo! my God in heaven. You say, why am I forgiving you, Brother McClain? Because I'm setting a goal tonight on this Wednesday evening. I told the Lord this afternoon, I said, if it can happen on the day of Pentecost, I want to be one that's going to start proclaiming it to the church. We've got to have a service. Where 120 gets the Holy Ghost at one time. Bam! And then it don't stop there. They start coming from the highways and the byways. I am not preaching for response tonight. I'm here to lift somebody up. He didn't come here to the righteous. He came here for those that were lost. Hear me tonight, Apostolic Temple. It's not time for the pastors of the apostolic movement to pass out pacifiers. It's time for the church of the living God to stand up and say, I am called of God. I am a servant of God. For he's the same Lord. He changes not. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He'll never leave you begging for something. Come on, Apostolic Temple. Everybody, you don't matter how old you are, you're called of God. You are a servant of God. I came here tonight to challenge the church of the living God. I will not stop. I will not quit. Revival. Revival. Apostolic revival. At any time in this house, the Holy Ghost is going to move on somebody. When you get out of your world you've been living in for X amount of years and you step up and say, I'm done. Devil, kiss my grits. You realize how much power you've got when you're baptized with the Holy Ghost? When you're full of the Spirit of God. I took dominion over every intimidation spirit. I took dominion over bitterness. I took dominion over anger. I took dominion over demonic spirits. I took dominion over everything I could think of. And when I didn't think of it, the Holy Ghost started bringing things back. It's time for us. Anybody got a finger? Just rub your hand. Can you feel that? You can? You sure? Now I want you to tell yourself out loud, I'm human. So what? If you fall down, you got to get back up. I know this is a little tough tonight, but I'm here to preach under the oracle of the Holy Ghost. I'm human. I fall every day. I open my big mouth, say things not right. I do things wrong. But God's there to pick me up. But I got to offer my hand. He'll lead me if he'll follow. tired of the church being tormented by the spirit world. It's not of God. I said it's not of God. It's not of God. Matthew 22 and 32 says this, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Ooh, what prophecy. And he wants to be your God. But the end of that verse gave me something this afternoon. But God is not the God of the dead. But he's the God of the living. What's that song? He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. Apostolic revival. Apostolic revival, apostolic miracles, apostolic signs, apostolic wonder, apostolic transformation, apostolic renewing, apostolic victory. I'm talking about victory. Victory shall be mine. I got to add something to it tonight. If he is the God, if he is the I am, if he is the Almighty, if he is my advocate, my Alpha, my Omega, my Amen, then who am I to be fearful of the enemy? Because I'm human, but I serve a God that paid the price. His blood bought me. His blood baptized me. I'm talking about a transformation of the apostolic church that will go beyond anything of the past. You don't have to feel him to lift your foot. I'm going to tell you what God's doing. He's doing things you can't see right now in the physical. You got to get in your closet of prayer, and you got to pray and say, God, I'm ready to see things in the spirit. But if I never see it, I know I've already felt it, and I know you're alive. I got to challenge the ladies. I got to challenge everybody. Those prayer rooms need to be roaring with prayer and worship to God. Woo. We're not teddy babies. Anybody in here ever got the Holy Ghost? Well, some never got it. They're here. I thought you had it. Did you get it by the evidence of speaking in other tongues? As the Spirit gave the utterance. Same God that gave it to you then wants to give it to you every day. He wants to baptize us. He wants to renew us. I'm hurrying. He's my branch. In Zechariah, he's the bread of life in John. He's a bridegroom in Matthew. He's a carpenter in Mark. He's the chief shepherd in 1 Peter. He's the Christ in Matthew. He's my comforter. He's my consolation of Israel. He's the cornerstone, the day spring, the day star, the deliverer, the desirer of nations. Emmanuel. He's the end in Revelation 21 and 6. The everlasting Father. Can I speak to the people of God? There is no message that's new. This word has been here in our hands for years and generations. But the same devil that was thrown out of heaven is marching to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. I'm preaching to saints of God tonight. I'm preaching to soldiers of God. Quit allowing your victory to be given to the adversary. Gentlemen, if you're still at home with mom and daddy, you got to stand up and take dominion. Well, that got quiet. Ladies, if he's not going to take dominion, step it up, take dominion. We got to go back and remember who's already gone on to be with him. Sister Adcock. Sister Mitchell. Oh my God. You want a hero? Bishop McLean. Am I going to walk in the shadow of those great men and women of God? No, because he's my comforter. He's my fountain. He's my foundation. Pastor, I don't have the ability to witness to anybody. He's a friend of sinners. I got to pause and say it to everybody publicly. I'm on the air tonight. But he loves sinners more than some of us Christians. I got the book that proves it. He was sent to this world for those that were lost. We've already had our opportunity. Who are you? I'm a child of God. Somebody asks us what we believe. Oh, I'm glad you asked. And when the Holy Ghost comes on you, we got to know who we are. I want a coffee shop. But I'm not moving until God says. You know why? Because the most important to us in this church right now is to buy a bus. Oh, pastor's on one of them whims. No, I'm not either. There's those that's going to hell right now. And we got to fill this building up because we don't have much time. You got to load your car up and start bringing the people to the house of God. There is a revival on the verge. I said the ground shaking. The one true living God is saying, I'm ready to pour out my spirit. But I need a people. God proved to me that finances were not an issue at Apostolic Temple. It's not an issue. It's not an issue. Pastor, what do you mean? You got millions of dollars? No, I don't either. But the saints of God gave 40-something thousand dollars in a few days to the work of God. But that's not all. He's got 40-something thousand people in Pasadena, Texas, that he wants to baptize, that he wants to fill. And it's not us. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. It's about the power of God, the gift of God, God of glory, Good Shepherd, our governor. He's my Jehovah. He's my master. He's my mediator. He's my propitiation. Oh, my God in heaven. I want to stir somebody up tonight. If I can get you angry at me and you go to heaven, I'm happy. I'd rather you be mad at Pastor McClain than happy, mundane, and on your way to hell. He's our purifier. He's our ransom. He's my refiner. He's my refuge. He's my resurrection. He's my light. He's my rock. He's the root of David. Told the Lord this afternoon, I'm saying it public. I said, I need you to talk to me. I'm walking into that place of the holiest of holies. I said, I need some help this afternoon. I need a voice. I need some direction for Apostolic Temple. I don't want to pull another program. That's not of God. There's people in this building tonight that's got a call of God on your life. There's women of God. You are called, everybody in this building is called to be a soul winner. We cannot make God do something, but we can become parallel to the will of the Holy Ghost and become submitted to the Holy Ghost. But God's got to become number one. I'm here to challenge somebody. You got to put your finances in the hand of God. You got to step out by faith. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. He's the way, the truth. He's the wonderful counselor. He's the word. He's the vine. You need some more tonight? If God becomes my number one, I don't have to worry about anything else. When I remember who God is, everything else subsides. I'm hurrying. The spirit world has brought such a presence of the devil, stress, frustration. Holy Ghost began to deal with me about it this afternoon. Stress is not of God. But some stress we put on ourselves, and then we give credit to the devil. I'm going to say it again. Some stress we put on ourselves, and we become partakers of the comfort of life, and therefore we become stressed. Holy Ghost began to deal with me about my seizures and my problems, my physical element. Quote, God's already healed me of it. But I've got to become a partaker. Don't mean I just run out and start eating Bluebell ice cream and eating pizza as big as Dallas and all this other stuff. I didn't mean you, Dallas, but Brother Bryant. We got to watch what we're doing. We got to live right. We got to walk right. We got to talk right. But God's still the healer. But he's a transformer. I told my sweetheart today, I said, it's time the church, pastors, to start preaching it. It's time we take up some things like Dave Ramsey and take some pressures off of ourselves. Well, God will give me anything I ask for. I want $1 million tomorrow. That $1 million will send you to hell. Because you're asking for something that's of a materialistic thing. When you put all that aside and you start living and serving the one true living God and walking in the Holy Ghost. And when God can trust you with souls. Do you feel that? Boy, you talk about money, the devil raises up, spirit of flesh gets involved. Or, we just gave $47,000. Shut up. You didn't give nothing. God gave it to every one of us, and God receives it back. But it's got to come from a willing vessel, because God, he owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. But we got to do our part to remove ourselves. Oh, God, remove me from comfort. Church of the living God, we're going to have to face God in that day. How many souls have you won? Come on, Apostolic Temple. This is talking about God that's in control of everything. But every one of us are commanded to reach out and win the lost. If you're 75 years old, you don't have an out to go and not win the lost. Come on, church. Nobody has an excuse not to win somebody. Nobody has an excuse not to pray the prayer of faith when people in the altar looking for deliverance and looking for God. Oh, I'm going to preach that. I'm going to pound it till it just bounces off of everything in this building. I've got to do something for the kingdom of God today. I said today. I may not have tomorrow. I made some commitments to God today. And it's none of your business. But it's high time the church makes some commitments to God. I'm fixing to buy a van. You know what God wants to do? He wants to have a bus ministry. He wants to bring kids that don't have a hope in life. Oh, yeah. He wants to enlarge. And if you're on the boat, you can give. But if you're not, don't worry about it. Because I'm not going to wait on anybody to do the things of God. Because the same God, he reminded me this afternoon, I am the same that was and I am today. He called me to Pasadena. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to shut up, and I'm not going to quit. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for. I'm hoping for apostolic revival. I can't see it yet, but I know, hey, the same God that on the day of Pentecost is the same God on this Wednesday evening. That's Mr. Transform Apostolic Temple. Sabine, I want you to lift your hands right now. The Holy Ghost is delivering you, but the action is going to come through your mouth and not through your mind. You'll never figure it out. Stop trying. But it's time to rejoice right now. I said it's time to rejoice. I'm here to tell you tonight, God is in this building to deliver, to open up the doorways of heaven. I said to open up the doorways of heaven. Hang on a minute. It's not the will of God that when a sister's getting delivered and a sister got her answer, that we sit there and look at her and like, Pastor, you don't know what you're talking about. It's time for 4 or 5 women to stand up and say, there's somebody else right now that God's telling somebody, if you will rejoice on the word I gave her, I will do for you. God desires to move, to shake. Spirits, you don't have dominion. You don't have dominion. Get thee behind me, Satan. Come on. I'm here to tell you right now in the next few minutes that the Holy Ghost, he's supposed to walk in this building. It's here. I said it's here. The same God. Here it is, very quickly. I'm hurrying. I'm telling it publicly before God, and I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus Christ. The scripture tells us that if we know what to do and we doeth it not, it is what? God is a jealous God. But he's in this house tonight to start something that hell could not break or change. I refuse to let another week go by. Brother Long, I don't know what's supposed to happen in the spirit. But the Holy Ghost told me if I would step out by faith, Sunday school won't hold the capacity of this building. Say, how's it going to happen? Quit worrying about how. Just worry about, or am I going to be a part of it? Am I going to be a part of the latter day, a day of Pentecost? Am I going to be the one? Hear me. God's got somebody he wants to call for such a time as this. There's a little boy in a little apartment complex that don't have a daddy. And God said, I want him. I want him. I want him. I want another Cody Marks. I want another Kelly Patrick. I want another Bishop Wayne McClain. How's it gonna be? It's when we all join together. I'm done. Hebrews 11, 13. Here it is. These all died in the faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed them that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. He told us to be in the world, but not of the world. Come out and be ye separate, saith God. I'm here to challenge Apostolic Temple. We're not a part of this world. We're not a part of this earth. It's all going to pass away. Hear me, somebody. Brother Gantz made a statement to me this morning when I got back to the church. Little did he know the Holy Ghost was going to use it to shake this preacher up. He said, as I lay in that room where my mama had just passed away holding her hand, he said, revelation came to him and said, all these things that meant so much to her are trivial and they don't mean anything anymore. Hear me, somebody. I said, hear me. Materialism don't mean anything. Souls mean everything. following the gift of the Holy Ghost. Remind us, oh God, who you are. They desired a better country, and they knew they wasn't here but just a little while. But God, having provided some better things for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. Don't worry about your trials. Don't worry about your troubles. Just worry about doing the things of God. Worry about following the gift of the Holy Ghost that's inside of you. You ready? I'm challenging everybody in this house right now. I said, I'm challenging everybody. Step out of your pew. Make your way down to the front. Because the Holy Ghost is fixing to sweep across. Don't sit there in that mundane spirit. Say, God, Pastor has reminded me that you're on the throne. You're on the throne.
If you want the victory, give him the praise.
I feel it.
If you want the victory, give
him
the praise.
I feel it.